9. It felt like danger, but she knew it wouldn't kill her.
"Someone's waiting at the beach," said the suit.
"Is it Lank?" said Shun. "Has he found me?"
"No," said the suit. "Listen, I can't tell you what to do, but I think you should go down to the beach and see who it is."
Shun remembered the feeling she used to have all the time that there were so many threats in the world, and that she would never escape from all of them. That when she ran from the Enochite in the Seasons Time Mall, she had had a sense of familiarity and relief, that at last the world matched what she had always expected. She thought of running, hiding, waiting, spying, attacking. And she thought, no, this world is my home now. And she walked down to the beach. There was a woman sitting, looking at the tide, the stranded colors dark blue and bright blue, inky wash layered over shade. The woman was heavyset, her hair just touching her shoulders. And it had been so long since Shun had seen Martha that she'd forgotten this feeling, a seemingly inexhaustible source of excitement, even after everything. Even with it all, her stupid fucking heart pounded at seeing Martha. Shun looked at Martha and Martha looked at Shun. They were older now, and each of them had learned more than she'd imagined 3 years before. Shun's skin was overwhelmed by the possibilities of human touch, and yet it seemed to her that the chasm between her and the touch of another person was too vast ever to be breached again. There is a space between one human and another that we long constantly to close. That is what makes our decisions different from the decisions of the matchboxes and beads. We want to connect one to another. We cannot help ourselves. We cannot live all the days of our lives not trusting in another person. We must leap, even if we fall. We must. Martha said, "It's really good to see you." Shun said, "Yeah." Martha said, "I have some things I need to tell you." And Shun said, "No fucking shit." But still, she listened. In that last place on Earth, Martha showed Shun evidence. What had happened to the world and what she had done. She had a labeled dossier, hard copy and a waterproof file and electronic. The documentation of the entire thing from beginning to end. She took Shun's hand in hers and the touch was like a completed circuit joining Shun again to the human race. That single touch was so overwhelming, it was painful. Martha showed Shun the satellite phone and internet connection wired into the skiff. She flipped open a panel on Shun's survival suit and connected it to the great world of humans talking. Images flooded through the visor faster than thought. The world still out there. The world the same. The world changed. Shun watched and listened until the sun was high in the sky. Then she said, "You did it, Ben?" Martha said, "We did accomplish something." "Yes." "But you knew I was here?" Martha shook her head. "Funny," said Shun, "because I knew the world hadn't ended." And she pushed Martha into the sea. The ocean was as cold as shadow, and Martha gasped and her head went under and came up. The salt stung her eyes and a cut on the webbing between her finger and thumb. Her hair was thick and stiff with salt, and her body was carried by the water, and as she tried to stand, a wave knocked her down as cold as the first, or colder. She thought suddenly of amniotic fluid and the salt sweet taste of a woman, and of her mother knocked down by a Frito-Lay truck, and of what it meant to turn into salt. She tried to stand again, and the water knocked her down again, and she tried again and went down again. She started to laugh because it felt like danger, but she knew it wouldn't kill her, and that was the funniest thing in the world, as it was funny that to escape from the hurtling waves, she crawled like a baby from the salt toward the sand. And perhaps her laughing was also crying, because the taste of salt sweet water is the first to pass through any of our mouths.
"What do you mean?" she said. "You fucking knew?"